I live on the east side. I live right here. Anybody else? Never. Like, when I'm on the west side, nobody from the east side goes to the west side, and kind of vice versa. Like, it just doesn't happen, right? And then, you know, people are like, you think I'm going to go north of Bloor? Like, it's disgusting. I was like, who knew there was all this tension between all the directions? Okay? And honestly, sometimes you find yourself a Young and Shepherd because you got paperwork to do, right? And they're like, ah, it's not so bad. Look at these nice trees. You know what I mean? It's beautiful, right? There's a lot of children in my neighborhood and parents. And it's like, it's cute, but it's like, it's too much, okay? It's too much, right? And I see a lot of parenting styles, and I saw this woman one day push her kid in a stroller, and she's walking very fast, and she's really pissed, and she says to her little guy, she's like, you didn't do your best today. And he's like, but why, mommy? She's like, you just didn't do your best. And I'm like, take it easy, lady, because by the looks of your kid, you didn't do your best either. Right? She started it. Now she wants to blame this kid. It's not his fault. He just inherited a bad situation. And then there's this other little fuck in my neighborhood, Grayson, okay? This little piece of shit, all right? First of all, who names their kid Grayson? Like, he comes out of the womb and the father's like, oh, you're Gray, son, right? This little piece of shit, scooting around on his scooter on Queen Street, gawking like a crow, like, rah! Rah! Right? And all his mom says to him is like, Grayson, you shouldn't do that. He doesn't give a fuck. He just keeps gawking even more. Like, all my dad had to do was adjust his belt. And I'd be like, Pops, it's cool. I'm not a crow. It's me, Sandra, right? And then I'd try to high-five him, but, you know, Italian fathers don't high-five, right? And you know what I think? I think that, like, you know what these kids need here, right? They need to go back to work into a factory one day a week. Okay? Hear me out. Okay, hear me out. Like, good working conditions. You know what I'm saying? Big windows, proper ventilation, okay? Snacks, whatever the little these fucks want. Whatever, right? Because think about it. It's like, why do the kids in China got to make all this shit for these kids? They're tired. When you go to the dollar store and you buy something, it falls apart. That's because they're overworked, all right? If these little fuckers, you know, helped out, it would level out the playing field, right? One time I was at a show and one parent yelled out, she's like, 2 days a week, right? And I'm like, maybe you're right, maybe you're right.